Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Financial Literacy Month. Yes, it's Financial Literacy Month, and hooray for that. However, there is another related concept and one that I think puts us to a much higher standard when it comes to helping people get a handle on their money. And that's the phrase financial empowerment. So we're going to talk about what that phrase actually means and how to support that, how to fuel that, how to foster that, in particular with newcomers to Canada. Our guest is Andrea Federer. She is the Chief Marketing Officer of GoEasy. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce. Absolutely thrilled to be here today talking about a topic that I'm very, very passionate about. So thank you so much for having us on air.
It is our pleasure. And when you think of that word or phrase, rather, what does the phrase financial empowerment mean to you?
So I think it's a great question, Bruce. And where I would sort of start is the difference between what I believe is financial literacy and financial empowerment. And I think a lot of people today talk about financial literacy, Financial Literacy Month, as an example. But when I think about financial empowerment, to me, it's really about the ability not just to provide education around personal finances, but also to ensure that people have the tools and resources to change their behavior for the long term. So to me, it's not just about reading an article or seeing a video. It's about really making sure that people understand what they need to do to get ahead of their finances, to change behaviors that might have gotten them into a certain situation, and figure out what they can do to get past that situation to really have more financial freedom and a better financial future.
We have a shared value in supporting newcomers in particular at this time of year. Canadians all the time, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. But in this moment, we're talking about newcomers. What is the same for and different for newcomers when it comes to fostering financial empowerment?
So I think the big thing for newcomers is really trying to figure out how to navigate the system. And if you think about a newcomer who comes to this country, financial empowerment and understanding the finance system is just one part of what they have to do in this new country. And so I think what often happens is they're very overwhelmed by trying to find work, find somewhere to live. And so trying to understand what it means to actually navigate the financial system sometimes takes a back seat beyond the basics. And so I think it's our responsibility as a country, as a nation, to be sure that we can educate those people around how to best navigate the system so that they don't make any mistakes early on that can really kind of cost them downstream.
You've done a survey on newcomers, and I want to get to that in a second. But before we do, I'm going to ask a question that is probably on the minds of some, if not many, of our listeners. And that is, wait a second, Easy Financial lends money to people, and the interest they charge is not 0.001%. In fact, it's an interest rate that is higher than they would receive at if they were able to get a personal loan at a bank. How do you address the questions or the concerns about the integrity or the credibility of your focus on financial empowerment, given that the business you work in makes money from people who could be, it'd be beneficial if they were systemically addicted to the products and services that you sell?
So it's a great question, Bruce. And I think I would answer that in a few ways. I think the first way is Easy Financial plays a fundamental role in the financial system. So if you look at the role that banks play, they in fact decline anybody that has a credit score of under 720. The number of people in our country who are considered non-prime and have a credit score under 720 is over 8 million Canadians.
Wow.
Now, one of the things that people don't necessarily understand is that the way that people build their credit is by actually taking out credit. Because when you have payments that report to the credit bureau, what happens is they're able to build their credit over time as those payments report to the bureau and they make on-time payments. So in a situation where a customer can't get approved from the bank, they would actually have no other way to be able to build their credit because they would be able to access the credit that they need to actually start that process of building. So I think the number one thing that we do as an organization is provide access to the over 8 million non-prime Canadians that are declined and denied access for credit by the banks every single day. The other thing, though, that we do differently is the fact that our whole goal and all our whole mission as a business is to graduate our customers back to prime lending. So much so that 60% of our customers rebuild their credit over time, over 12 months of taking out a loan with us. But more importantly, 1 in 3 actually graduate to prime credit within that 12 months. So the reason why that's important is because we don't want our customers to be customers forever. We want to get the customers into the system, give them that second chance, give them that leg up to really rebuild their credit, and then ultimately see them get to that bank rate. So that's really what our goal and our mission is as an organization.
I highlighted this survey that you fielded that focused on newcomers. Tell us about some of the results that came through in that survey.
Yeah, so I think the reason why we did it is kind of twofold. One is when you look at the volume of newcomers coming into this country every year, it's over 500,000. And so we know that there's a consistent influx of new Canadians, and new Canadians are really fueling the growth of our country and such an important part of the fabric of our society. So there's definitely a huge amount of people that are coming in. The other thing that we knew is that there's tons of barriers that exist for people to actually understand the financial system here, whether it's language, whether it's resources, whether it's information, understanding what to trust. So we knew that there was a need here to actually get some more data points and really truly understand what is going on for new Canadians. And we knew that there was a problem, but I don't know, Bruce, that we knew it was as bad as it is. And one of the key things that we found was that only 1 in 5 of newcomers to Canada after being here for 2 years feel comfortable in the financial system and understanding how to navigate it. I mean, that's astonishing after being here for 2 years. So that really highlighted the need for us to focus specifically on content and financial empowerment materials that would help this cohort specifically.
You've been a big supporter of Credit Canada's initiatives in that regard, in particular around the e-learning that we've developed in multiple languages, really trying to get at the credit score piece. Why do you think those messages are so hard for newcomers to, it's not understand, because it's not about just, you know, like it's not that complex a topic, but for them to then take action on? Is it language? Is it culture? Is it just they've never read the material before in the past? Why do you think that is?
So I think it's definitely the two things that you referenced. I think language is a big barrier. And I think definitely having the content in a multitude of languages, as you've done, is really, really important to ensure that we can talk to people in their language. And it really breaks down any barriers because they feel much more comfortable. And if you think about somebody who's new to this country, there's a lot of feelings of discomfort. And I think anything that we can do to make the situation more comfortable for them then makes it easier for them to ingest the information. So I think language is definitely a big barrier. And then I think cultural norms are also a big barrier, right? Every country in the world has different views of credit, has different views of debt, has different views of how to use cash. And I think adjusting to that in this country is really, really difficult. And you don't get that, Bruce, from a textbook, right? That's somebody's lived experience being in this country and really trying to understand it as they go through all of these processes of opening a bank account, renting an apartment, et cetera, et cetera. So I think those two things play a massive role in why it's not as quote unquote easy as one would think.
A big challenge for any lender, but I'd say perhaps more so for Easy Financial, given that you don't have deposits on the other end of your ledger, is how you price risk, how you determine what the human in front of you can be trusted to, based on the math, trusted to repay on what time. Credit scores are not something that newcomers will have because they haven't been in the Canadian system long enough. Tell us about some of the ways that you're trying to overcome that hurdle.
Yeah, so one of the big things that we're doing is we're looking at a partnership with Nova Credit. Nova Credit is a company that's new to Canada, and their whole view is that they want to make sure that if somebody has built up great credit in their country of origin, that could follow them to the new country that they come at. Because you have somebody who's been in their country of origin for years, might have a great credit score, but they come here and they're starting from scratch. So the question became, hey, how can we actually leverage all the information and data we have about them from their country of origin in this country to give them a head start and ensure that they're not starting from ground zero? So that partnership, I think, is going to be really, really key in how we start to manage that credit risk associated with newcomers. The other piece that I would say is around our product suite. So one of the things that we're trying to do is consistently think about how do you expand our products to make sure that they can meet the widest variety of customer needs, including those that are new to Canada. So we know that they have different needs than maybe somebody who owns a home in the country and can get a home equity loan. And so we're very much attuned to what their product needs are as it relates to the specific financial services that we offer.
Interesting. We've had Misha from Nova Credit on the show. It's an interesting model. I hope it catches on. As we wrap up here, I want to ask you for your biggest piece of advice that you would provide to newcomers to enable themselves to foster financial empowerment. There's so much for us to do in terms of lenders and nonprofits and immigrant services and all those. The ecosystem needs to do more, but there is also a role for the newcomer to play. What is your number one thing you would recommend that they do?
So I think the number one thing is really to get trusted advice and guidance. I think there is so much information out there that can be highly, highly overwhelming. But when you're able to get that information from a trusted source, I think it really gives credibility to what the individual is going to do. And I think it makes it much more simple. So whether that's somebody in the community that's been here for some time, whether that's somebody from Easy Financial that is from your same country of origin working in one of our branches, whether that's somebody from the community center, I think there's multiple ways for them to get that information. But ensuring that it comes from a trusted source, I think, is really important. Because where people get overwhelmed is just this consistent inundation of information that puts them on multiple paths, and you start to lose focus. And when you lose that focus, it almost becomes too difficult to take that first step. So I think making sure that they get trusted information so that they can take that first step and start to see the fruits of their labor and the benefits of actually doing that is really important.
That's great. Thank you for that, Andrea. The other trusted resource I'd say is the FCAC, the Financial Consumer Agency of Canada. Do a search for that. They've got a tremendous amount of insight and knowledge and articles on all things money. Andrea Federer, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bruce. Have a great day.
Andrea Federer is the Chief Marketing Officer of GoEasy.